guys, and welcome to this week's episode of True Podcast. I'm your host, Rhea.
And I'm Alex.
And today we have a very special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Eduardo. I've been Andrea's friend since 8th grade.
Very good. And how did we become friends?
Just like in any typical classroom, the teacher, switches the kids' seats around once in a while. And so there happened to be a day, we walked into class and we found out we were changing seats and everyone was pissed. And we were looking at the seating chart and I was like, oh, I'm sitting next to this Andrea person. I never talk to this person. What the hell? And she was thinking the same thing. And I think she's like, oh, Eduardo,
Who the hell?
Why?
I don't think I actually knew he existed before this.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But anyways, so then we sit next to each other. And then during this time, we happened to be reading this book called, what was it?
No Promises in the Wind.
No Promises in the Wind. And so, the book was already, it was kind of old. It wasn't in the best shape. But for some reason, I just had this habit of wanting to, just destroy it slowly in front of her.
So you're possessed.
I don't know why. I can't tell you at this point why I was doing it. But I do remember she was, she had, a vegetarian variant to, trees
phase. I would
phase.
Do, a really hippy-dippy phase.
Yeah. And so, she was always talking about, all about that, right? And so then, I just found it hilarious to, piss her off every time I destroyed this book.
I was just trees had to die for this book. Why are you destroying it? And it was just, this never-ending, tug-of-war between us.
Yeah, and then
over
somehow,
the dang book.
Somehow this resulted in us
being friends.
That's amazing. I feel like if I were in that situation, I would just never have commented on it. I would giving you some intense side eye, and that would have been it.
Yeah, but I'm also opinionated, so
you were correct.
I was excuse me.
I think it's also because I would listen to anything she was venting at me. I would just listen to it and nod,
and,
then she
was, and then just 2 seconds later, be like, bah!
So she just kind of accepted me. I don't know.
This psycho next to me is tearing apart this book. Let me just tell him all my stories right now. Yeah.
Distraction. Literally. That's how the friendship blossomed.
It was meant to be, you guys.
Yeah. It was great. But we're excited to have Eduardo on the podcast today. We've mentioned him in a few previous podcasts, so he's finally here. But let's go into, like I said, in the last episode of season one, we are going to be adding a few more segments into this season. So our beginning segment is just going to be a quick overview of what we did this week. So Alex, what did you do this week?
So on Monday, part of what I do for a living is scheduling, appointments, right? So I was scheduling an appointment in Zoom for, counselor to interview a student and, saved the link, put it in their Outlook calendar and whatever, then proceeded to have our regularly scheduled Monday staff meeting just between our, department.
Right.
And after the meeting, my coworker called me back into the Teams meeting because we use Microsoft Teams. And him and my supervisor are just like, hey, what's wrong with this link here? And I look at it and it has literally the F word in it.
Good.
Because for whatever reason, Zoom doesn't have some sort of fail safe that, checks their links for obscenities.
That is so random that would be the combination of letters you got.
Right. So, and the way that we have students access the interview, we don't have them use the actual link. So it's probably certain that they wouldn't have seen it, but, I changed it just in case because that was outrageous.
Right.
How
could you leave it there?
What are the chances, out of all the random letters to put together in a link that those four would be together?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the only other, big thing that I did this week is went round and round and round to try to get my car title fixed because I got a new car back in May, and the car dealership, when they were submitting my stuff to the DMV, to get it registered and whatever, they spelt my last name instead of W-I-E-R-S-M-A. They spelt it W-W-I-E-R-S-M-A-I-E-R-S-M-A. So the most...
Weirsma.
I couldn't begin to try to pronounce it.
Weirsma, that makes sense.
But are you pronouncing both W's?
Weirsma.
Is
that better? Wubba.
So yeah, that led me to, you know, talking to the bank that is doing the loan, because I'm financing it. So I'm talking to the bank. They're just like, oh, we can't do this since, you know, they didn't get it wrong for, you know, our actual account with you. So like, that's something you have to do on this website. And then I called the website people because their website was confusing. And they're just like, no, that's something that your bank has to do. So getting round and round in circles for the bank to be like, oh, yeah, we'll just open a case for it. And in 4 business days, it should be resolved.
Great.
And I'm not holding my breath, really.
But maybe, like, you never know. Like, maybe it will be resolved, hopefully, being optimistic.
I think that me by my own name is never going to own this car.
Oh, my gosh.
An alias of mine is going to own it, and that's it.
Well, that sounds like a stressful week, yeah, to say the least. Eduardo, how about you? How was your week?
So, this week, mine was not as stressful and chaotic as Alex's, but on Monday, I had my first observation of the year, and so I work as a teacher, and since this is my second year teaching, the principal has to observe me like 3 times throughout the year so that I can clear my credential at the end.
Sure.
And so then, so I had my observation and, you know, it was for social studies and it was going fine, you know, and I had one kid in particular who was participating a lot more than usual and like they were providing really, really good answers. And I mean, it was great. I wasn't going to complain about it during the observation, but at the same time, it's like, the way she was wording things sounded a little bit sketch, and like she was always like stumbling over her words and like asking like, oh, can I just show you what I wrote, you know? And I was like, okay, I don't know. And then so then eventually I realized, you know, like this was, she wasn't writing these answers, she wasn't coming up with these answers, she was like plagiarizing from who knows what source,
right?
And so later that same day, because I team teach, so I teach 2 subjects, and the other teacher teaches the other 2 subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same day, while we're eating lunch, the other teacher is telling me, like, oh, like, I was noticing, you know, this kid, like, they turned in an assignment, and then we can use Turnitin.com through Microsoft Teams, so, like, it scans the similarity. And then she was like, oh, yeah, and it had, like, a 98% similarity, and I was like, oh, God, dude.
Now you gotta deal with this.
So, yeah, so I still need to address that situation, but yeah, and then Wednesday, I had the day off, so that was nice.
Able to catch up on work and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the meantime, your student's like, I'm getting away with it.
Yeah, in the meantime, my student's just, you know, continuing to plagiarize and thinking it's the easiest time of her life.
I wonder if they're going to continue to plagiarize, like, until you address it.
Well, she did it again the next day, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yikes. So, are you going to get parents involved?
I need to get on that soon. Huh?
Are you going to get parents involved?
Maybe. I'll probably talk to the student first, and then, like, if I see it continue, then
take further actions?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, that's debatably also as stressful as Alex's week.
Yeah, I guess.
Mine was definitely not as stressful. Like, I actually had an energy healing session, and what that really means, I can't really tell you, necessarily. Basically, I just had this, like, session with this woman who, like, put down my name, my age, and was, like, asking me questions basically revolving around blockages that I have in my aura. And I can't really say whether I believe it or not, but long story short, she told me that, like, after the session I was going to experience, like, certain occurrences within my body, and I actually have been experiencing them. Like, she was like, oh, you might feel fatigue, your legs might be really achy, and, like, this. And I've really been experiencing that, like, straight after it was done. Like, the second it was done, I was like, my legs are really tingly. And, like, I don't know if it was psychosomatic or, like, what's going on, but I'll give an update next week on if my energy seems to be better. And when I say energy, I don't mean, like, energy level, like, ability to do work and stuff, but, like, more, like, what's the, like, open, like, chakras, you know what I mean?
Like your being will just feel more.
Yeah, like, your soul energy. I don't know.
Sure, I don't know.
I might sound, like, really crazy right now, but that's what I did this
week.
Yeah, I'll let you know in a week.
How that's going.
I just disintegrate.
Where'd she go?
But I also, like, got really into watching Christmas movies this past week with my mom. Mm. So we've been going down, like, a list. So we watched, like, The Holiday, Last Holiday.
Good one.
Home Alone 3.
Why?
Because, okay.
Home Alone 2 is the one, man. Okay. Like, that's the one.
Let me explain myself.
I don't know which one I've seen.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't the third one.
Okay.
But let me explain myself.
Okay.
So my mother, God bless her, when we were young, she was very, very savvy at saving money.
Okay.
My dad had a very, very good job. And she was a stay-at-home mom, two kids. And so she just, and obviously, like, they grew up in, like, impoverished situations.
Right.
So she was always looking for different ways to, like, you know, save a buck. And one of the ways that she would save money is, like, she would oftentimes, like, you know, like, buy knockoff movies or, like, in those, like, dollar bins at Walmart, you know, like, movies, whatever. And so I'm sure at some point she just saw, like, Home Alone 3. She's like, great, a movie for my kids to, like, you know, shut them up for 3 hours. So she bought it, gave it to us, and that's the only, like, that's the movie that we watch. Like, we never saw Home Alone 1 or 2. Ever in my life, and we only ever saw 3. So, like, when I identify, like, when someone says Home Alone to me, the thought that comes to my head is the third one, which I know is bizarre. Like, I know it's bizarre, like, but it's what happened. Day,
have you not seen the first two?
I've never seen the first
two.
That's
on the list, by the way, is something that we need to complete, like, as the three of us. We need to watch the first two because they are national treasures.
I will watch the first two if you agree to watch the third one at the end.
Fine.
Okay. Have you seen the third one?
Bits and pieces, probably.
Mm. It's not any, like, it's not Macaulay Culkin, like, it's not the same actor.
Really? Yeah. It's not at all.
But that's Home Alone.
I know. That's
what
exactly
do you mean?
Who
has been the main character of Home Alone all this time?
So you know, who is the main character of the third one?
Who?
It's the boy who voices, like, baby Tarzan in the Disney movie. Like, Tarzan when he's a kid.
Oh.
The boy who voices him.
I don't know what that boy looks like, but.
Okay, well, I mean, he's the voice actor for Tarzan, yeah. And he's also the voice actor for Arnold. In Hey Arnold.
Oh.
Isn't the sister in it, like,
Scarlett Johansson? Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so.
Like, the third one has nothing to do with the first two. Like, doesn't even have, like, the same bad guys.
Yeah.
So you've never seen Home Alone, then?
Well, according to me.
She's never seen Home Alone.
That's my point. So when someone says Home Alone, like, I'm like, yeah, the third one. You know, like, that's what I associate Home Alone with.
All right, here's the thing, you know. Since I actually do get somewhat of a Christmas break, I think that's what we should commit, you know, some time to doing, like, a day. We'll just watch the first three, because I actually think there's 4 Home Alones.
Okay.
But we could stop at 3.
Okay.
Because I think when it gets to 4, that's just when you want to be like, all right, tapping out here.
Sure. Anyway, so I've been watching a lot of holiday movies.
Nice.
And I'm just going to blow through it really fast. Today I watched The Family Stone, and I think it's an awful movie. The storyline is just bogus. I can't imagine wanting to ever date my sibling significant other. So if you're ever interested in a terrible movie,
go ahead and watch
The Family Stone. Anyway, so let's move on. Thank you for sharing your weeks with us, you guys. But let's get into the actual topic of this podcast, and that is pets. So Alex and I have definitely, like, mentioned our pets before on the podcast, mm-hmm. but we've never really dedicated a specific podcast topic to it.
Right.
So that's what we're doing today. So with the idea of pets, let's talk about, like, our opinions on the concept of pet parenting.
Correct.
So Alex, go ahead.
I do not subscribe to the idea of being a pet parent. That's 100% my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anyone else wants to be that, that's fine.
When you say pet parent, you mean, like, people are like, dog mom, you know, like, stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I currently have a cat. I've had the same cat for 16 years.
Sure.
Now. Never once have I been like, this cat is
mom.
My child.
Which is so bizarre. So what do you, like, you're like, that's my cat? Like, that's it?
Yes.
That's so weird to me.
And that's, well, see, that's, like, the culture in which, you know, I was raised. Like, I was a dairy kid, which, you know, to me meant, you know, you had a certain relationship with animals. Like, obviously, like, you care for them.
Sure.
And, you know, I've always treated, like, my pets as part of the family.
Sure.
But, like, every time, you know, the vet's just like, oh, your baby has its medication ready or whatever, I'm just kind of like, okay. That's a bit much for me, but sure.
It's really funny you say that, because if the vet ever told me that, I would be like, oh god, thank you, you know, like, I would start crying.
You know, that's the thing, it's just not for me.
Sure.
Which, if it's for other people, that's fine. And mm-hmm. like, one, like, I guess kind of offshoot of that, which you and I've had conversations over, and I've teased your dog about it a little bit, is mm-hmm. like, I would never put clothes on one of my animals.
Okay.
Because the idea does not appeal to me at all. Which you do it for, I think, is a valid reason, because, you know, when Choco gets cold during the winter,
mm-hmm.
fine, I can be okay with that.
Sure.
But I would never do it.
Even if you had, like, a very small animal?
I would never have a small animal. Is but really like, the answer to the question is.
Okay, well, how about this? Let me give you a scenario. Okay. What if you're dating someone, and they have, like a tiny Italian greyhound, you know? Like, skin and bones. And you guys are serious, you move in together, you now have acquired this pet.
Okay.
You're taking it out on a walk, it's freezing.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Monster.
I didn't even answer you.
The commentary.
You are the worst.
Go ahead.
I would probably defer to, you know, my significant other's wishes for that. Because I am not a monster.
So your significant other is in Washington on a business trip. You're in control. You can't text him because he's in a meeting.
I mean, you know me. I don't believe in being dishonest, so I'd probably just do it for them anyway.
Hmm.
Because that's what you do for the people you care about.
100%. I mean, I'm just trying to get you to say you'll put clothes on your dog.
I mean, I think I'll treat it with the same, like, you're an alien sort of thing that I do Choco sometimes.
You're an alien?
Remember, I call Choco an alien sometimes because I tease her about her tongue always being out.
I mean, yeah.
And then you are always just like, just let her live. Direct quote.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do it. It's never something that I'm going to want to do of my own volition, but sure.
Hmm.
Okay, if that fair. Was super important to, you know, whoever I was with, then fine.
I think that it was just, like, this little, like, tangent was more for me to just hear those words come out of your mouth that you can't close on a dog.
Like, my relationship with a human being is more important than, you know, the clothes on an animal.
I think that was the biggest thing out of that. Is that Alex said here on the podcast she would clothe the dog.
I mean, if it really went that much, then sure.
It's official.
It's official.
All right, Wardo, what's your stance?
Pet parenting?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a pet parent?
I mean, yeah, I would say so. I'm always treating my dog, Benny, like a little baby, you know.
Benny, who's sleeping over on the couch.
Share with the listeners, what kind of dog is Benny?
He is a King Charles Spaniel mixed with, I don't know, but he's very cute. He's pretty small. He's like white and gold. I'm sure at some point in this podcast, he's probably going to come jump up on my chair, so you'll probably see him.
He's adorable.
But, yeah, he's adorable. And he's just like the friendliest, sweetest little guy. But yeah, I would, like, if someone were to, you know, if I were to go to the vet and they would tell me my baby's ready, I'd be like, oh, yay, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, sounds
like,
good.
Bring me that baby.
I'm not going to go and vomit, you know, like Alex would.
That's so extreme.
Just immediately vomits.
But, like, but yeah, I don't know. Benny just, like, he's just part of the family, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
He has his own little dynamic at home. Like, he'll always listen to, you know, when I call him over. But then, like, every morning when I go to work,
mm-hmm.
like, he'll always stare at me as I leave. And then apparently after I leave, he, like, throws a tantrum and he starts, like, crying. My brother and my sister have to come and get him from downstairs.
Oh,
and,
like, does that kind of, like, make you sad?
I mean, it makes me sad, but at the same time, it's like, oh, you know, he really loves
you.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more validating, I think, than being loved by a dog.
Oh, yeah. 100. We are not worthy of dogs. Yeah. I've always been, like, in the boat of that stance. Like, I'm just like, no, humans are the worst, and dogs are such amazing creatures, and we're not worthy of them.
Yeah.
The end. Yeah, but that's a great stance to have, Wardo. I also agree.
That's why.
No shade. No shade.
That baby.
No shade. I respect Alex's opinion, but I am also in the boat with Eduardo, where Choco, my dog, who is a small black pug, is my child. And going to Alex's point earlier also, it's also just resulting of my family and how my mother has treated our animals in the past. Because we've had, like, a plethora of different kinds of animals, and my mom has always treated all of them like they're her children, even, like, our fish, for example. You know, like, she'll always treat them like they're our children. Like, she'll wake up, be like, good morning, how are you? You know, like, I missed you. You know, like, things like that. Like, my mom is just, like, a mom's mom. She's very loving, and, like, mm-hmm. animals are, like, her weakness as they are mine. Like, you know, when we were creating this podcast, Alex was telling me just, like, one baby little story of, like, a pet trauma she's had, and I was like, I'm gonna cry. Like, why are you telling me this? Like, shut up. You know, like, I don't want to hear this. So being that that is the case, I find that, you know, I treat my pet not as a pet, but, like, as a child. So definitely there's been many, many times. Oh, actually, a really quick story that my sister loves to tell. When I first, I don't know why I said this, but when I first got Choco, we went to, like, I don't know, Ross or something to, like, get something. Mm-hmm. And I had her with us, and she was so teeny tiny, like, fits in our hands, you know?
Yeah.
And we had a cart, and I had a blanket around her, and I put her in the cart. Because I feel like, you know, dogs that small, like, who really cares? Take it into the store. That's my opinion. I know some people are just like, it doesn't belong in a store. Whatever. So I put her in the cart. She's in the little blanket. And someone comes by and they're just like, is that a dog? And I was like, I don't know why I said this. And I was like, no, it's a baby. And my sister was like, no, no, no. It's a dog. We're not like crazy. You know? And I don't know why I said it. It just, like, flew out of me. But, yeah, so that's my stance in a nutshell.
That, for whatever reason, reminds me. Like, a couple years ago, I was out getting my nails done. And then there was a woman who came in and, like, was getting a pedicure next to me. And she had a dog stroller.
Uh-huh.
And I could not even comprehend why. Because here's the thing. Like, I get the whole, you know, pet parent whatever thing. Uh-huh. But the thing is that dogs need exercise. Like, they should be able to walk. So why does it need a stroller?
So, okay, I do have commentary on this. I understand it to an extent. Because, one, dogs do need exercise, 100%. But let's say, hypothetically, I want to go walk around Benelli Park. There is no way that Choco can walk that distance. She would die. Like, she, because, like, I mean, like, pugs, they're not fit they're creatures, small, you know? Like, they're little, tiny little things that are not, like, athletic.
Yeah.
So I can see having it to, like, put your dog in after it's, like, now exhausted. But I can't see just, like, using it 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, can you foresee what my response to that would be?
That you think it's ridiculous altogether?
Well, my what I would say to that is just, like, you know, you should probably then go somewhere that's more tailored to, you know, the stamina of your dog.
And I do. Like, that's the point. Is that,
well,
I,
one,
like,
should, not, like, right, specifically. Right, right.
But I'm saying, like,
if she wants to go to Benelli Park.
If I wanted to go to Benelli, and I want to take Choco, and I know she's not going to be able to do it.
That's the solution.
It's, like, the accommodating factor, you know?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, therein lies the difference.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, if it can't make it, then it just doesn't get to come on this trip.
Oh, my word.
It's really not that mean.
I mean, it's to each their own, like you're saying. Right. Like, it's to each their own. Like, for me, it's like, if I have the opportunity to take my dog, I'm going to take my dog. Mm. Obviously, Eduardo, too. Benny comes here all the time. And so, yeah, like you said, it's just difference of opinion.
Right.
But anyway, to your point, that's the rationale I could see for strollers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on. Okay, so let's talk about some significant pets that we've had in the past. Alex, you want to start us off?
So, I think, like, my beginning memories of, like, significant pets are, like, my dad had a dog when we were pretty little. I don't know what age specifically, but probably 5 and, like, younger. His name was Brutus, and he was a Rottweiler.
Ooh.
And he was a little scary.
I hate to, like, stereotype dogs, because I think they're all wonderful creatures.
Uh-huh.
But if there is a dog that kind of stresses me out a little bit, like, in, like, the fear sector, it is Rottweilers. And it's not because they're aggressive. It's just they're a little scary looking.
Yeah. And I think that's really what it was when I was that age, because it's not like he did anything that was, you know, bad.
Yeah.
Because obviously my dad would prioritize, you know, the safety of his children over
right.
his dog. But
right.
I think that he might have, like, knocked me over once because he was at least my size.
Yeah.
And then from then on, I was, like, kind of afraid of him.
Mm.
And then I had a couple dogs that my dad saved from the sewage pond on the dairy, which sewage pond is exactly what it sounds like, and is basically, like, sewage quicksand, where, you know, he saw these dogs were caught in it, and, like, he went to save them because or else they would have
died.
Sucked in and
yeah.
drowned. By
bless your father.
Yeah.
So. Does that, like, when you think...
I remember that day. Like, I remember, like, kind of partially witnessing, like, this whole thing happening.
Were you like, Dad, you're a hero?
I mean, I was really... I mean, I was pretty young, but also was really happy about the dogs.
Right. As one should
Yay,
be.
Dogs!
Yeah, basically, because, you know, after that, because that's what we do. Like, I've had a ton of dogs in my lifetime. Well, mostly when we were on the dairy because...
They would just come.
Yeah, they just...
Show up one day.
Yeah, because, you know, stray dogs. Yeah. And then, you know, around 4th of July when dogs run away from home because they're afraid of the fireworks. Like, right. They just kind of, I guess, foster dogs in that way.
Yeah, they just, like, naturally, like, became a part of the family.
Right. So, two dogs that were saved from that incident were Whitey and Freeway. So, Freeway, because the faces right now, I imagine that the name came from how he or she, I don't remember actually what gender, you know what, would get the zoomies in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my brother, like, associated that with, you know, cars on a freeway. Mm-hmm. So, named him Freeway.
Which makes sense. I like that name. It's creative.
And I think at some point, Freeway actually ran away.
Did he go to the freeway?
Became one with his destiny.
Yeah. I think we might have made that joke, actually, like, back in the day.
No way.
Not gonna lie, I think we actually might have made that joke. Whitey stuck around for a really long time. I don't know for sure. Like, it was kind of weird, because when she died, we didn't know about it right away, because our parents didn't tell us about it right away. Like, I can remember being out in the front yard, like, calling out for her, because, like, if you just, like, yell her name.
Yeah.
From, like, the size of the property, anywhere she was, like, she would hear it, because she was a dairy dog, so she would just be out. Like, she wasn't in her backyard, she would just be out doing her thing. So she would always come running. And one day she just stopped coming running.
That is so sad.
So, at the time, the dairy that I lived on is actually right next to Colony High School in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so before Colony was built, that was just a dirt lot, like, where we used to fly kites, actually. And that's where she was buried, so now she's probably haunting Colony High School.
Amazing.
Ooh. I know, right?
So if they ever see a dog at Colony High School, it's Alex's.
By the way, whenever I met someone from Colony, I would always say that. Like, hey, my dog's probably haunting your...
Nice. Oh my god, I heard barking the other day.
Yeah, right. And then after that, we got another stray that kind of, like, entered the family. She was a Boston Terrier mix. So that was the smallest dog, really, that we had. Like, the smallest dog breed that we had.
Yeah.
And that was not something that we did on purpose. It was just, she was a runaway and stuck around the house. And it was like, all right, in the family you are. And she ended up getting pregnant by another stray dog, which we think was a German Shepherd because of the...
The babies that resulted. Babies.
And I'll tell you what, she was a balloon when she was pregnant.
Well, yeah, I can imagine, the poor little thing.
Yeah. And she actually needed assistance giving birth, so, like, that was, like, a veterinary sort of thing. But anyway, so those dogs, there's five of them in that litter. So it was, and I actually ended up remembering all the names. China, Lumpy, because, listen.
I'm not saying anything.
Lumpy. The face that you made, okay. Okay, so China was named after my cousin China.
Your cousin's name China?
Yes.
All right.
I don't get insane naming my cousins.
We're not judging. So, it's just interesting.
China Lumpy, because Lumpy was born with a cyst on his stomach.
Oh.
It popped and it was fine.
Okay.
Good. That's why he or she was named that way. Little Pop, because it was like Poppy Jr., like the mom's name.
That's cute.
Elwood, which was named after a cat.
That's cute. Actually, that really my parents like had.
Cool.
Back before we were born. Brownie, which was the most significant of that litter, actually. And maybe, I don't know what I'm counting wrong, but the other one was Princess. Princess is my dog. She got ran over by my milk truck.
We're going to blow past that comment. We're not talking about it because I'll cry.
Oh, Brownie was around for a really long time. Brownie was kind of the replacement Whitey, actually.
Wait, Brownie got run over?
No.
Wait, who got run over?
Princess.
Oh, Princess.
I said we're going to blow past it.
I'm sorry. I had to clarify there. All right.
Focus.
Keep going.
All right, so Brownie was, like, the most significant of that litter. Like, she made it off the dairy. Like, we had her for a really long time until I was a freshman in high school. Which that will come back into the story later.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, we had all those dogs, most of which, we only kept Princess and Brownie and gave the rest away.
Okay.
Which, I think one of them lived a pretty long life, actually. We gave him to my cousin. They renamed him, man, what was it? Oh, they renamed him Steve. instead of Elwood, they renamed him Steve, and we always made fun of it.
I want to say, this is a quick comment on this, I always thought it was weird when people name their pets, like, human names. Like, hey, Richard, you know? it's weird.
Richard would definitely be weird.
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we would always, like, whenever we'd seen this cousin, we'd be like, oh, how's Elwood doing? And he'd be like, Steve is fine.
Oh, gosh. The passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was single time, too. But yeah, Brownie was the sweetest dog. Mm. Love her so much. She was the last dog that we ever had, actually. Mm. And then, I guess, like, along the other pets, like, those are, like, the really important ones. The most important one I've had is my cat, which I've mentioned. We'll get into the story of the name
her.
Later, but his name is Abby. I've had him for 16 years, most of my life. I love this cat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a pet parent at any, you know, means, but I'll be, like, wrecked when this cat dies.
Yeah. Well, let's not think about that. Let's
He's
think
been
happy
my
thoughts.
Little buddy for
I know.
Most of my life.
It's immortal, don't worry, you're good.
It's a what?
It's immortal.
Oh, yeah,
nothing's
yeah.
gonna happen to it.
I mean, honestly, I kind of believe it because this cat, for the longest time, like, looked like a little demon when he was being diagnosed with his condition and, like, lived through it, you know, and he's, like, still kicking it.
Right.
And I'm just,
so,
like...
You know, actually, like, I'll go into a little tangent because that actually made me feel pretty good. So, about 2 years ago, he lost a ton of weight, started getting, like, dizzy spells and whatever, and, like, would fall over. Like, he'd be, like, you know, so disoriented and stuff. And it was, like, really freaking me out. Because really, up till this time, we never sent our pets to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't a part of our way. Like, no regular checkups, none of that sort of thing. Which, you know, at this point, it had been, like, 14 years that I've had him. So, like, he did pretty well on his own without going to the vet, you
mm-hmm.
know? He was pretty healthy. So, took him to the vet. And it turns out that he has hyperthyroidism. So that's why he was losing so much weight. Because, like, he was just metabolizing it way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because he was also eating a ton at the same time.
Yeah.
So now he's on medication for it. Which is, so he's bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, recently I had taken him to a vet because he needed to get a checkup to refill his medication, actually. And I also had changed vets because my particular, like, veterinary person, they moved to Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a new one at that practice. And she was telling me on the phone when she was going over the results, she's like, I can tell that Abby's really well taken care of.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, he is. I've taken good care of him for a long time. Thank you, though. I really, like, not lying, I really
so
appreciate it.
Abby's your baby. That's what you're saying.
No. That's not at all what I'm saying, but I'm saying I'm not
Swear.
Heartless. I'm going to be just like, well, you know... I'm not going to do that to my cat. I
anyway,
love this cat,
yeah,
but, you know, I
yeah.
also am just like, he's a cat.
Okay.
All right, well.
He's also deaf. Deaf as a doornail.
No, really?
He's been deaf. He went deaf around the same time that he had the hyperthyroidism, actually.
Oh, no.
So he hasn't been able to hear for 2 years, and we'll get back into, there's some funny stories that happened because of
okay.
that, and we'll get back to
we'll
it later.
Sure.
Later.
But as far, because we also were listing out, like, just pets that we've had in general. So other than that, Brownie actually had a litter of her own puppies
mm-hmm.
from another stray dog,
mm-hmm.
which we gave all the way. Which, so she's a Boston Terrier mix with a German Shepherd. And the father of these puppies was a chow, like a chow chow. So these puppies look strange.
I can imagine.
So just like, I remember they had a lot of fleas too. So I'm just like, all right.
Oh.
So we gave all of those away.
Okay.
And then we've had a lot of fish. I had a fish in college that, so I'd ask, like, my roommates who, you know, stayed on the weekend, because I never stayed on the weekend during college, so it was only my freshman year, really, and I'd ask them to take care of my fish, and every single time I'd come back from the weekend, my fish were dead.
No!
It wasn't our fault!
What?
We really would take care
oh
of them!
God.
I think it was separation anxiety. Fish get depressed.
Right. That's really what it was.
Yeah, because, like, there's a Facebook status that is, like, floating through the universe, like, on my page that comes up, like, in the memory every once in a while, and I shared and tagged it with you, too, because I think that I said something about you being a fish serial killer.
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
it. Thanks.
So anyway, fun fact.
So this happened multiple times?
Yes.
It wasn't specifically me. It was our roommates,
you continued
too.
To trust them?
Well, what was I going to do?
No, I know, yeah.
You could have gotten, like the feeders that you just drop in there and it, like, disperses.
Okay, so a little bit of context to this college fish story is that the fish that I got was from, like, a student event where it was, like, literally like a tiny bowl. Basically. Well, no, they were giving away fish.
Yeah, they were just giving away fish.
Oh. And it was, like, in a bowl that's, like, this big.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could not put, you know...
No, it's, like... No, the feeders are, like... It's, like, this, like, pallet. Yeah. And it just, like, disintegrates as, like, the days go on.
So, well, I'll tell you what. It's, like, 6 years too late.
Okay, well, you're right.
Anyway, so we also had a good amount of fish when we were on the dairy, too. One, like, a kind of fun story about fish, especially, like, fish on a dairy, is, like, if you don't know this already about goldfish... They grow to fit the size of their container.
Yes.
So,
I do know that. Very much.
Did you know that? So here's the fun part of that. So my dad once, I don't think it was on our dairy, but like, because he was a dairyman and was for most of his life. And he put a goldfish in one of the water troughs in,
like, and it became a koi fish.
Huh?
Did it become a koi fish, like the size of a koi fish?
It grew to fit the trough.
Yeah.
So it grew pretty big.
Mm-hmm. I also had a fish very large like that, too.
I want to see a large goldfish.
So, fun fact about goldfish. And then we also went through...
So what if I put it in, like, a pool-sized...
I don't think that it's going to, like, become a whale.
I want it to become a whale.
It's like
I'm
a beluga.
Disappointed if it won't.
Okay, so this is going to be your assignment, Eduardo, is that you'll get fish and put them in different size containers.
Ooh,
and you can
science experiment.
Nice.
Science in real life.
Control in, like, a regular fishbowl,
okay.
And then you'll, you know,
okay.
That's your assignment.
All right.
Make sure you have a control, though.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You always need to have control.
A good science experiment. So, anyway, there's a period in time where we had hamsters. Little did we know that the two hamsters that we had were a boy and girl hamster.
Oh,
and they procreated.
All the time.
Oh, my God.
So we were constantly trying to get rid of hamsters, like, give away hamsters to people. Like, they were dwarf hamsters. And I'll tell you what, dwarf hamsters are demons.
Yeah, they're mean. They'll bite.
They are mean little buggers.
Yeah.
And, like, at the time, like, we also had the cat, so the cat would, like, peer into the, the cage and be like, what is that?
That's
like
funny.
Like, and stuff. And, like, they try to, like, jailbreak out of the cage. Like, they climb up the side, you know, because, like, it's, like, a grate sort of deal. So they climb up the side, and then they try to climb on the, like, top of the cage and just fall.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
They're really ugly when they're babies, too.
You're so mean. Because
they're furless, so they're just, like...
I've seen them.
Pink pustules, kind of.
Mm.
So, yeah, as soon as we, like, none of us liked the hamsters because they were so mean. So, we're just like, as soon as we could get rid of all of them, the better. We also had a rabbit once. I won't tell you how that story ended because you're not going to like it.
I don't want to know.
But his name was Bugs.
Bugs Bunny.
He was a black bunny. He named him Bugs.
Cute.
That's my pet history.
My segment's gonna sound real short right now when I start talking.
Let's hear yours, Eduardo.
Okay, so I have had, I think, like, two cats and two dogs.
Okay.
So I had.
I remember your cat, and I remember you used to call her a WHOR.
Yeah, we'll get into that story later on, but yes, definitely. So my first cat was named Hobbs. And we named it Hobbs because during that time period, my little brother was really into reading the Calvin and Hobbes books.
Okay.
So then, I don't know, we just called Hobbs.
Sure.
And so she was a girl, and then she had kittens at one point. And then so we ended up keeping one of them, and her name was Oreo.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can imagine what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then one day, you know, it just disappeared. I don't know what happened. And we'll get into, you know, the whole story behind that later on.
Is it in your funny story section?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I had a dog, like a small little chihuahua. His name was Nico. And I had him, when did I get him? I think it was maybe either late middle school or like early high school. And then, but we didn't have him that long. It was only like a few years. And then he, like, one day, he was just, like, dead. Like, we don't know what happened.
One day he was just dead.
He was just dead. Like, we really have no idea what
happened.
Like,
you found him dead?
Yes, we found him. He was, like, dead. He was just dead.
trauma.
Yeah, it was very sad.
To me today, right now.
I'm so sorry.
Should we make that a segment? All the death stories. All the death animals. Stories. Let's do it right now.
Lord.
So yeah, he died. I don't know how, but it was very unfortunate, and so we were sad, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, a year or so later, we got my current dog, his name is Benny, and we've had him, I think I got him, like, my junior year of high school.
Yeah, I remember when you got him.
Yeah. So then, how many years ago was that at this point?
Oh, like my 10? God. Has 11? To be, like,
10, 9? 9? 9, 10. Like, around 9 or 10 years ago. So, yeah, we've had him for a while, but, I mean, he doesn't act old.
No, he doesn't. He's definitely, like, puppy energy.
Yeah,
he's sleeping like energy. An angel, too, right
Yeah,
now.
He's very adorable. Yeah,
he's very chill. Yeah, so that's it. Just those four. And if, well, those are, like, the main ones. Apparently, when I was, like, really, really little, and I don't remember, but apparently when I was really, really little, we had some other dog. I have no idea what he looked like or anything. But I guess one day he was, like, licking my brother's face, right? And, you know, this is just what dogs do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so I guess my dad got really upset and, like, bothered by this dog licking my brother's face. And at this point, I think I was only, like, 1 year old. And then, so he just gave him away.
Oh, my God.
With no warning to anybody.
Trauma.
So it was Trauma. Just gone.
Oh, my then, God. I would kill myself if my parents did that to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember, but, like, I was technically alive during this time.
Technically, yeah.
And then, apparently, and I don't remember this either, but apparently at one point we also had rabbits.
Hmm.
And they got eaten by coyotes.
Okay.
That's, like, I guess, I don't know, I guess we went on a trip somewhere over the weekend, and then the coyotes, you know, they just took advantage, and they...
Wow, they moved in.
Munched them up, and...
That is horrific. Great.
Yeah.
Then should I tell my bunny death story?
No! I don't want to hear it. I'm so, not here for sad. I'm here for happy. Anyway, if you're done, I'm moving into my segment, because I'm not going to hear about bunny death stories.
The random goldfish that you win from, like, the fair, and you have for, like, a week, and then you don't put it in a bowl, and then it dies.
What? Maybe you don't put it in
what
a bowl.
What do you mean? It was like, you just keep it on the only
happened,
like, time?
It only happened one time. But yeah, like, we won a goldfish at the fair, or something, some carnival type event, and then we brought it home. It was a little bag, and then, like, we just... Never put it in a bowl.
Did you feed it?
No!
So you literally just, like, killed this animal.
But, like, it wasn't intentional.
It seems like it was intentional.
It was just neglect.
That seems intentional.
It wasn't intentional. It was, you know, it was just
okay,
it was
so
poor,
you're a fish murderer.
Poor decisions.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyways.
Good.
Continue.
All right, well, let's get into my pet history. So the first pet that I can remember, actually, her name was Gina, and she is the sunshine of my life. And she was a Shetland Shepherd sheepdog. And so if you don't know what that is, it's basically a collie, but, like, way small. Like, if you can imagine a miniature collie, that's what she looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful dog. And she was just, like, the sweetest little thing in the whole world. Like, I can't begin to tell you how good of a dog she was. Like, she was just a companion. Like, she would just be with you and just wanted to love you and, like, didn't need anything, like, didn't require you to, like, do anything for her. She just wanted to be with you. And, like, me as a kid, like, I would just always, like, mess around with her and, like, play with her, and, like, she would just let me, you know, like, me being a brat, like, she just let me do it. Like, whatever I wanted to do to her, I was pulling her ears, like rubbing her belly, and she just let me do it. And, like, oh, God, she was just such a godsend. And then after her, we got Princess, and that was my mom's dog, and she was a Silky Terrier, which she basically looked like a Yorkie Terrier, but, like, a little bigger, and she was just such a little devil. Like, my mom always says, like, no, she wasn't, but I'm like, no, she was the worst.
Coincidentally, my dog Princess was also a devil.
Yeah, I think it's just the name. But, yeah, so, like, she used to do things, like... For example, so my room in my house was at the very, very end of the house because it was a very long house. And she would never come to my room, like, ever, because she hated me. And, like, one time I remember I was in my room and she, like, came in, like, she walked into the doorway and I, like, saw her. I was like, hey, princess. And she looked at me, threw up, and I, like, literally, like, I was just like, thanks. Like, she would just do things like that. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, she's the worst. And she, like, didn't play. Like, she was, like, scared of balls and, like, she was just a brat. Like, anyways. But after she passed away, which was a little bit, like, sad because, like, I remember I was at college, like, I was studying in the library, and my mom, like, texted me, and she was like, by the way, we put Princess to sleep today, just by the way, like, without just warning, by like, the way. Yeah, and it's just, like, I didn't have a connection with this dog, so I wasn't necessarily, like, torn up about it, but I'm just like, geez, you can tell someone, you know, ahead of time, yeah. But, yeah, so once she passed away, we didn't really have pets because, like, my parents didn't want to, like I told you, like, my mom's very attached to her animals, mm-hmm. so, like, when she had to put Princess down, like, she was like, I can't, like, handle the emotional heartbreak of another animal right now.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, we didn't have another dog until I moved out, and I had been wanting a pug, like, my whole life. Mm-hmm. And so when me and Aaron started living together, he was like, hey, why don't we get a dog? And so I was like, hell yeah, where do I sign? So we were in Mexico, actually, when he decided we were going to get a dog. And so while we were in Mexico, he was, like, contacting people on, like, Craigslist, being like, hey, like, we're interested in pugs. Like, we weren't trying to, like, buy from a litter. We were more trying to, like, adopt from someone who, like, it didn't work out or something. And so we ended up finding, like, three different pugs. And we were going to go visit them, like, to see them on the day that we came back from Mexico. Funny thing is, when we flew in, like, our plane landed, and there was, like, some miscommunication at the airport where there wasn't, like, a hangar available for the plane to, like, unload. So we were stuck on, like, the tarmac, like, for 45 minutes, mm-hmm. like, just sitting there. And ultimately, they had to move us to a different part of the airport. But when they, like, started unloading us, I guess, like, the people realized that that wasn't an international terminal.
Oh.
And this is coming from Mexico. So, like, they're just like, okay, no. Like, everyone stop. Everyone stay in this hallway. We need to figure out what we're going to do. And so then we're just standing in this hallway with the entire, like, people that were on this plane for another hour.
Oh, my God.
Until finally they, like, had to, like, parade us with, like, all this security, like, across the airport to the international terminal where we could be then, like, right. checked in and all that stuff. So overall, and you were picking me up, Eduardo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think, yeah. like, poor Eduardo was, like, waiting for me, like, an hour, you know, because we were stuck there. And I was, like, I felt so bad. And so, like, afterwards, like, I was, like, hey, I'll buy you Chipotle. So, like, we're already running late because of all the terminal stuff. I now bought Eduardo Chipotle. So we're, like, running double late because we're eating. And then after the fact, he's like, okay, I'm going home. He drops us off at our apartment. And we're like, okay, like, let's get going. And at that time, like, we've already missed, like, two of our appointments. So I'm just like, well, let's just go to the last one, which was in San Diego. And so we drove all the way down to San Diego. And that's where we saw Choco. And the second I saw that little monkey, I was like, it's over. Huh?
Love at first sight.
Literally, I was like, it's over. Like, I don't care. And honestly, it probably would have been the case of whichever dog I saw first, yeah. I probably would have been like, this is my child, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened to be Choquito. And so we got her, paid for her, and literally took her then and there. And the thing is that we're in San Diego. We need to drive all the way back to Alhambra. And this is a tiny little dog who, like, I don't know what her schedule was earlier that day. So she ended up, like, peeing on me on the ride home.
Right, yeah.
Because poor dog, like, you know.
Yeah.
Little pupper.
And that was just, you know, love at first sight, and the rest is history. But aside from that, I have had a plethora of different pets in my life. So at one point, I had, like, 9 pets at a time. And it was a variety of pets, too, because I had the dogs. I also had, like, multiple fish. So I had, their names were Angel and Spring. Angel, like, ate Spring.
Well, they're both goldfish, beta fish, right?
No, they were goldfish.
Oh, it was before your beta fish
came? Yeah, it was before my beta fish. These were goldfish, and Angel, like, basically, like, commandeered all the food that we gave into the tank and didn't let Spring eat. So, like, ultimately, Spring died of starvation. And Angel turned into this huge, massive goldfish, lived for, like, 5 years, and then died. Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, it was really, like, a healthy bitch. Like, I'm telling you, like, we treat our animals, like, very well. And then I also had cockatiels. Cockatoos or cockatiels? Which one are the ones that have, like, the, like, feathers that go up kind of like a rooster?
I don't know. Cockatoo? Is it right?
Not the little ones. It's, like, the bigger ones.
I don't know. One of those birds.
Yeah, I think it was cockatiels. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I had two of them. Their names were Dandy and Pearl. And we had them for, like, 7 years. Like, they were just, like, a figment of our family. And one day, because we had them inside for the longest time, and then we eventually moved their cage outdoors, and we would clip their wings so that, like, they wouldn't fly away, and we would, like, take them out of their cage, and they'd just hang out with us in the backyard all the time. And then one season, like, I guess we just waited too long to do the wing clipping, and so I took them out of the cage to put them on top, and they just flew away. And I was, like, really heartbroken.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, I was really sad.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Which, I mean, like, it's good for them, you know, they're free, but, like, I was really sad.
Yeah.
Like,
it was hard to...
Well, because here's the thing, because we put one of them out, and it flew away, and we hadn't taken... Or I hadn't taken the other one out, so I was, like, I left it in the cage, and I was, like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? And so, ultimately, my mom was, like, well, you know, like, that bird's gone, and this. And I think that the other bird started getting really depressed, because it's, like, lived its whole life with this other bird. So ultimately, we just let it out. Like, we're just like, just go fly, be free, you know?
Find your friend.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're like, we're not going to have a depressed bird, you know?
Wow.
So we had birds. I also got another goldfish, which I acquired from our roommate, Corey. I don't know if you remember this. She, like, gave me these two really, really, like, big goldfish to start off with.
Mm.
And I was just like, sure. And then one of them, I guess, is like malnourished. So it ended up dying very soon after.
That kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah. But then the other one, like, we ended up naming it Bubba. And it got, like, to the size of a salmon. Like, it was huge. And we kept putting it in bigger and bigger containers.
In the dorms?
No. Well, I had it in the dorms for, like, a while. And then I took it home.
Because I don't remember a huge fish.
Mm. It wasn't huge in the dorms. I took it home and I started, like, putting it in bigger containers, and it got to the size of a salmon.
Okay.
And that lasted, like, 3 years, probably. Nah, maybe, like, two. And then after that, I've just had a ton of different betas. I had a crab at one point, which my roommates love to announce to everyone. Dre has crabs.
By the way, here's the thing, is that...
Sounds like something I would do.
She got the crab from me. I bought her this crab.
You gave her crabs?
I gave her crabs.
That was the ongoing joke.
God.
So, yeah, I bought her this crab because you had fish that had just died and you were sad about. So I'm just like, here's a crab. Yeah. So did you name that after me or one of the beta fish?
It was the crab. Yeah,
and she named it Fire Lord Alex.
Fire Lord Alex,
oh,
yeah.
Nice, it's a good name.
It died really, like, soon after.
It did.
Yeah.
Did it live in the same tank as the beta fish?
No.
Okay.
I think I did have a goldfish in that same tank.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was so long ago. Anyways, and then lastly, I had one special goldfish, which it was black and had these really big bulbous eyes and had, like, a different tail than, like, most goldfish. I forget what it was called, but, like, it's a special type of goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get, like, a special tank for it that had, like, a filter and, like, running water and, like, all this stuff. And I, like, went through the whole ordeal of, like, buying everything that this fish needed just for this fish to get really depressed and ended up committing suicide.
How does that work?
Like, it jumped into...
That was fireworks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It jumped into the filter and, like, got shred to pieces. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, that was a great $200 spent on this tank equipment. I don't know if it was $200.
Wow.
But, yeah, so that's my history with my pets.
Nice.
So, that being said, let's go ahead and move into our favorite pet. What was your favorite pet, Alex?
Definitely my cat. He's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point, especially in college, where I had, like, an obscene amount of photos of my cat on my phone.
Sure.
I think you probably remember that.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal.
Right. And I would also say Brownie.
Mm-hmm.
She's the... I mean, besides Whitey, which was, like, the OG, like, Brownie was, like, the best dog we ever had because, like, she loved everyone. Like, she could literally be around everyone and just, like, shower them with love and just, like, you know, that's... good dog.
Yeah, love dogs.
And especially since she kind of became the replacement Whitey for us, like, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the time my dad, you know, would be out working on the dairy, and he'd always have one of our dogs with him. So first it was Whitey, who would just always be, like, hanging around with him, so then it was Brownie. So, like, it was really, Brownie really integrated into the whole family, even though she was probably more so my twin brother's dog.
Right.
Like, she was really, like, the family dog. I really wish that I could say that growing up, I was my cat's favorite person. But unfortunately, it took until he became an old man for my cat to love me most.
Mm.
That's what happens.
Because for certain, he loved my twin brother more than me for most of his life with us.
What a stab to the heart.
It really was. And I would say it's probably, well, you know, it's like that whole thing, like, there's certain people that both, like, babies and animals just love. And my twin brother is one of them. And I think, you know, as far as even cats go, because he's definitely a cat whisperer, because him and his wife have, like, 3 cats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely the alpha in that litter of cats. And, you know, he just runs warm, so I think the cats just like to be around him, because he's like a space heater.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, yeah, so those are my 2 favorite pets that I've had. I mean, still love that cat.
Right.
Even though, it's like, the whole thing is to, like, I throw, like, verbal abuse at him.
Oh my gosh. He's
like, this dumb cat over here.
Oh yeah, I do that too, actually.
So not, like, it's, you know, like, anything really that bad.
Yeah, it's like out of love. Totally. So, Eduardo, is Benny your favorite pet?
Benny is 1,000%, yes, my favorite pet, for sure.
Is there, like, anything, like, any other pets come close, or is it just totally him?
No, it's definitely just Benny.
You're like, it's not debatable, it's just...
No, it's really not.
Well, it probably helps, though, that Benny likes you the most.
Yeah. It's definitely true. Like my cats, I mean, they were kind of just, like, around, you know? Like, sometimes they'd want to sit with you, sometimes they didn't, like... They just did their own thing.
Yeah.
Know, they're cats. Like, I don't know.
It, something that you had explained to us the other day is that Benny only lets you pick him up.
Yeah. So, for, like, the longest time, he would only let me pick him up. And then, like, if anyone else tried to, he would usually, like, yell and cry. And, like...
Jeez.
So, like, for a while... So, like, eventually, now he lets my sister pick him up, too.
That's so kind of him. Very
yeah.
generous.
That's funny.
It is very kind of him. I guess it's also probably because, like, I'm gone most of the day at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then...
He has to adapt.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's had to adapt. Yeah. But it's also funny because, like, I feel like once I come home, like, his demeanor towards her just, like, changes so drastically.
Okay. I'm done with you.
Yeah, no, like, literally, like, she's like my substitute. And then,
that's
like,
so funny.
Yeah. Like during the day, you know, like... He'll always, you know, he'll try to sit up next to her on her bed, and, like, he'll listen to her, like, when she's calling him. And then as soon as I get home, he'll only listen to me again.
He's, like,
bad. like, if we're all in the living room, like, watching TV or something, and, like, she'll try to call him over, and he just, like, looks at her, and he's like, he'll just sigh, you know, like, just put his head back down.
Aww.
And then I call him over, and he's like, whoop.
Aw, poor plop. Jessica.
No.
That's funny.
Like, you're so mean.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, to that same point, I mean, obviously, Choco is, like, my all-time favorite pet.
Yeah.
If I were to be asked this in a different point of my life, it would be Gina, because she's just a gem. But, I mean, Choco's my baby. So, she's definitely always been my favorite. Even though, like, I'm not necessarily her favorite, because she knows she could take advantage of me. Like, she, like, hams it up with people that, like, she feels like have more authority. But, like, with me, she's just like... Mm. She feeds me. I don't have to pay attention to her, you know? But I love her to pieces. But anyways, okay, let's talk about some funny pet stories.
Okay.
All right, so the whole story of me getting my cat is actually, to me at least, kind of funny.
Sure.
So it doesn't start off in a great way. So the reason why I got the cat, I had been, like, begging my parents, like, I really want a cat for, like, years. And they'd always told me, when you're 10 years old, you can have one. Which, why they picked that arbitrary number, really, who knows?
Sure. I feel like that's a common number for parents to pick.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Double, like, digits? Significant?
That's what they would tell my little brother, too. Like, oh, when you're 10, like, we can get a dog.
Or interesting. Whatever. There's, like, a conference for parents, like, this is the age.
Yeah!
It's a
or, like, they want to get into some activity. Like, oh, when you're 10, I'll let you start. You
that's know, so
yeah,
funny.
Maybe, like, that's the mark of when you could start being responsible enough to, like,
maybe.
Care.
Yes.
Because the ridiculous thing is that we've had dogs.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I guess that would... I don't know. Whatever. So, the catalyst to me getting my cat was my dog Princess got ran over by a milk truck. And I can remember my parents bringing me into their room and sitting me down on their bed. And they're like, listen, so Princess died, but we'll go get you a cat today. So,
God, I don't know how I would react to that.
Yeah, that's a...
Well, here's the thing is that Princess was also really mean.
Okay.
So I wasn't you know, it was mixed feelings. Like, obviously, you know, sad that my dog is dead, but also cat.
Oh, my God. Also, that statement you just said, Princess got run over by a milk truck or whatever, sounds like a song, you know?
It's like the grandma got run over
by a
reindeer.
Yeah, grandma got run over by a reindeer.
For sure. Never have I once, like, bought a dog or adopted from, like, a shelter or, like, any pet, really. So this was back in the day where, like, you'd go to a grocery store and people would be giving away animals, like, outside the entrance. So that's how I got my cat. I think earlier in the day, my mom might have gone to the grocery store that's down the street from my house and noticed that people were, like, giving away kittens.
Mm.
So we went to the Ralph's down the street from my house. And we went up to, you know, the people giving away kittens, and my mom was like, okay, which one is a girl?
Yeah.
So I got handed this cat.
Oh, boy.
And took it home, and man alive, did he not like that drive home.
Really? He was like, heck no, get me out of here?
Right. So, and this time, at this time I thought that this cat was a girl, by the
way. Right.
So, because my parents didn't want to have a boy cat, I guess. Because, I guess...
Joke's on them.
I know, right? And, so we bring him home... Him home. And the first night was terrifying for me. Because, you know, you think of only really dogs getting the zoomies. This cat got the zoomies.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, running around. And, of course, because, you know, he was, like, 6 to 8 weeks old at the time,
mm-hmm.
So he definitely, like, had kitten energy. So everyone else in the house closed their doors, because we all slept with our doors open. Like, that was just, like, what we did. So they all closed their doors. So mine was the only door that was open. So, like, I didn't really get that much sleep because, like, he would jump on my bed and then, like, skitter around with his claws.
Yeah.
And it was, like, laying there, like, don't claw me. What is happening? That's and, like... Funny. So we would walk around, because this was also during the summer, so my mom, like, had to, like, go work or whatever. Like, go to... No, she's... Because I went to a private school, so her school year ended at a different time or something like that. She wasn't at home, basically, during the day. And so it was just me and my brothers, and we all walked around with, like, long pants on during the middle of the summer because we were afraid of the cat clawing us.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you what... My cat climbed up my brother's leg using, like, the pants.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Nice.
And, like, he would, like, get the zoomies on top of our couch, which at the time was a cloth couch. So, like, he would sit at one end, because it was basically, like, an L, stick his claws in the side, and then, like, drag himself across the
couch. Oh,
my
God.
With his claws. And he'd go back and forth. And because he was sticking his claws in, like, you could hear it really well, too. So it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
Funny.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, he got at some... Well, okay, then we'll go in chronological order here. So then, eventually, like, we take him, like, to the vet to get him neutered or spayed or whatever it is. Because he's a guy cat, so it ended up being the opposite thing of what we intended. So I don't really know which one it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's neutered.
Right, so we took him in to do that, and also actually to get him declawed, which I don't think is a choice I'd make now.
Yeah.
Just because of knowing more about declawing, I don't think I'd do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'd probably just cut his nails,
yeah.
To be honest.
So they literally take out his whole nail, basically?
Is so
that how declawing works?
You can't quote me on this, because this is something I was told by another person.
Okay.
But it's basically like cutting the tip of your finger off. That's how they equated it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, wow. I mean, he still has, like, you know, the
little
yeah, stubs. Yeah, the nubbies.
Well, it's not, it doesn't seem like anything's missing.
So he can't scratch
right,
you anymore?
Right.
No, not with his front. He still has his back claws. But you only really declaw the front claws. And he's also, I should mention, an inside cat. So, like, it's not like he's powerless outside to, like, protect himself.
Right.
Like, he's only been an inside cat. And so, like, it was an overnight sort of deal thing then. And I remember being at home, and I was at that time not allowed to answer the phone when my parents weren't home.
Okay.
So, like, they call the house phone, and they leave a message, which I hear being played out because, like, you would hear it back
then.
Yeah,
yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, you'd hear
voice
that sort of
messages,
thing.
Yeah.
And the nurse or whatever who called is just like, you know, oh, this is done. And by the way, like, you probably should consider changing your cat's name from Abby because Abby's a boy. And I'm just like right there next
Wait,
to
that's the, when you found out?
Yes, yeah, so I'm there next to the answer machine. I'm just kind of like,
what? Your that's whole so world just like flipped over.
Yeah, because like for whatever reason, I made an arbitrary agreement with someone when I was in elementary school, like years before that, whenever I got a cat, I named the cat Abby.
Okay.
Like after a person.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous because I wasn't like super good friends with her either.
Okay.
So, but that was the name of the cat. So after that, we ceased really calling him by any particular name.
Right.
Just cat?
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
Yes.
Nice. That's funny.
I just call him Cat or like
Kitty. Cat.
Kitty.
Kitty.
I do have a lot of nicknames for him.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, really just whatever.
That's so funny.
So we always would say that he has like an identity crisis.
His identity's all messed up.
So his identity's all messed up. And like, I also tell him that he's a bird cat. Because like, cats make this particular noise, which for whatever reason just makes me think of birds. Because they do the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That weird purr, too.
I feel you.
And so it kind of sounds like, almost like cooing.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Birds do.
Yeah.
So like, he's a bird cat. And also, like, it's been 16 years, right? My parents still refer to him as a she sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so messed up. Like, his identity is just all over the place.
I usually refer to him as an it.
Or I'm sure that's not better.
I alternate between him and it.
Uh-huh.
Mostly just call him Cat.
That's so funny.
I think more so in recent years, I've started really referring to him as a him.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, there's that whole thing, and then... I swear that my cousin broke my cat. Like, you know how cats always, like, land on their feet?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that anymore?
Well, no, they didn't break him. No, they maybe did. But anyway, so they started a tradition of, like, throwing my cat.
Yeah. Dude, my dad would literally, like, get my cat, like, hold it upside down and drop
it. Oh, my God.
No, like, why?
It would just land on its feet, you know?
Not like that.
He was just trying to prove to us that they always land on their feet. Like,
oh my God, I feel like there's better ways to prove
what
that.
What it was, like, you know, like, holding him or whatever, and then instead of, like, placing him, just, like, dropping.
Oh my God.
Which, for a long time, was fine.
Until it wasn't?
Right. No, I think that's why they broke him, because all of a sudden he stopped, like, not. Like, I think it might have been once or something. Anyway, I wouldn't dare do that to him now. He's
yeah.
an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably throw out a hip or something.
Yeah. Break everything.
Oh, no.
Dang.
But, yeah, so he... And there's also one time when we were still at the dairy, so he was still pretty young, where my brother had just taken a shower
mm-hmm.
and was, like, laying on his stomach on the couch, like, facing, like, the TV. And my cat got up on his back and started grooming my brother's hair.
That nice. Is so cute. That's so cute.
It was really funny.
Aw, I love that.
But yeah, he's always been a hyperactive weirdo. Like, he'd get zoomies around, like, my current house.
Mm-hmm.
And since my current house has, in certain parts, wood floors,
mm-hmm.
or, like, imitation wood, he'd mm-hmm. just slide across the wood and just, like,
love it.
Get nailed into the wall.
That's adorable.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so he's just a big weirdo. Love him. But
love
those
it.
Are my... Cool. My funny stories that I can think of.
Love
yeah.
it. Wardo, let's hear about
All
your
right.
slut cat.
So this slut cat, let me tell you. Okay, so my first cat, Hobbs, like we had her, I don't know, for a few years. And then one day she kind of disappeared, you know, like, you know where she went. She came back and she was pregnant. She had, you know, the litter of kittens and then, you know, she stuck around for a while. And then, like, she disappeared again. And so then that's when we ended up keeping one of them that was named Oreo. And so some of the other ones, you know, we gave away. And some of the other ones, I don't know if you want to hear the story.
I don't
want to
hear the story. Just keep going.
Okay. I think I might have told you before.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
All right. Anyway. So we ended up keeping that one named Oreo. And then, like, Hobbs would, you know, occasionally come back once in a while. But it was Oreo who, you know, grew up. And then the habit, you know, that the older cat, that Hobbs had, that the mom had, Oreo started doing the same thing. So Oreo disappeared, and then it came back and it was pregnant to have kittens, right? Except the thing is, it did this multiple times. Like, it would come back only to have the kittens. And then it would dip the hell out again for who knows how long. And then we'd see Oreo. Oh, Oreo's back. Oh, pff.
Pregnant.
Pregnant again. What do you know? And then, yeah, one time, like, we didn't even notice that she was back. All we heard was, like, a bunch of meowing, like, on the roof. And, like, a bunch of little feet, you know, moving around. We were like, oh, what again? Like, Oreo, come on. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it was a very sexually active kitty.
I remember there was, like, one time, like, back in the day, when we were in high school and I, like, called Eduardo or something. And I remember, like, being on the phone with you and you were, like, in the middle of the conversation, be like, shut up! And I was like, what's happening? And he was like, my freaking cat is just screaming, probably getting screwed.
And I was there was, I don't know where this other cat came from, but, like, there was this other, like, fat, like, ugly cat.
Oh, my show God. Up
and then, like, and every time it would come around, like, it would just sounded like, like, someone was crying. Like, it was, it sounded like a baby crying. And then, like, and so, yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, that's when they were just, you know, having a great time together. And, like,
jeez.
It was funny. Definitely funny.
All right. Is that all your stories?
I think it's the main one that I can think of. I think of something else. I'll bring it up later.
Okay.
So, can I interject one real quick? Because I forgot to add it on. So, speaking of, like, yelling cats.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I had mentioned earlier that my cat is deaf.
Sure.
So that means that now whenever he meows, he, like, yells at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because he can't hear us, like, acknowledging, like, what is up? What do you need? Silence. And the really kind of sad and really actually funny part is that now it's possible to sneak up on him.
Mm.
So, like, he'll be in one part of the house, like, screaming his head off, and then you can literally get it right up behind him, and then he'll turn around and he'll get scared and he'll be like, meow. Like, I actually have a video. I was telling my coworkers about it, like, for the longest time, and I actually have a video now where I caught it on film, him meowing and then me sneaking up on him and him, like, tripping out, like, you were behind me the whole time.
Poor baby. Oh, poor deaf soul.
I know.
Yeah. Actually, can I add one more that'll, like, segue into you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's do it with Benny and Choco.
Oh, God. I already know.
Okay, so, like, typically, you know, whenever we can, like, we'll take Benny on trips. But, like, if we're going to be staying in a hotel or something, we typically can't take him.
Right.
So then one time we were going on a trip, I forgot where, but I asked Andrea, you know, if she could take care of Benny for the weekend. And I think you had... it hadn't been that long since you had gotten Choco, right?
It'd been a while because I was living here and I got her in the apartment.
A year, I don't know.
It had been a while because, like, Choco was small for a really long time.
Yeah, well, I got her when we were living in the apartment.
Yeah.
And when we babysat.
That's true.
Benny,
well, yeah, well,
we
she was already living in the house at this point. But yeah, so that she was, you know, so I brought him over the night before. And, like, at first, you know, they were getting along. They were running around, chasing each other and playing, and it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was before I had neutered Benny, because, like, for the longest time, like, I had always kept telling my mom that we needed to neuter him, but, like, we just never got around to it.
Yeah.
And so then they're playing, and then, you know, and Choco's his friend, and they're good, and Benny just mounts Choco.
Yeah, like, he
starts,
like,
trying to,
like, really going at it.
Have a great time with her, and she was not down for it.
I've never seen my dog be so angry. Like, she, like, every single hair on the back, like, on her back, like, stood straight up, and she was, like, straight up, like, trying to, like, fight him. Like, she was, like, trying to bite and hurt him. And so, like, me and Aaron were like, like, oh my God, what do we do? So, like, to piggyback off of the story, so long story short, we actually had to take my dog over to my mom's house that weekend because Eduardo's already gone at this point. Like, he's already on vacation. I can't just be like, hey, I can't watch your dog, you know? So I'm just like, okay, I guess Choco's just spending the weekend at my mom's and Benny will just be here and we're going to separate them. And the thing is that my dog holds a grudge.
Big time.
Now, anytime that Eduardo comes over, she associates Eduardo with Benny and she hates him.
She is so pissed.
Hates, loathes.
It's like, dogs hilarious. Don't typically hate me. Like, dogs are usually, you know, like, they'll try to sit with me or they'll lick my hand or whatever. Like, but Choco, Choco is not down.
It's really the most amazing thing to witness. Yeah. I'll be like over first or whatever, and Choco will be like hanging out and be totally fine. And then Eduardo walks in and it's only growling.
It's just barking, growling.
It's been a while at this point since, like.
Well, I mean, she hasn't been here recently.
Yeah, but like, even I'm sure if she saw me.
I'm sure she would be stoked.
Don't think like reintroducing would ever be on the table?
I don't know. I don't think so. Choco's very much like holds grudges. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
Okay, so my some really quick funny stories from mine. I already shared like some of them inadvertently about like when we were bringing Choco back from San Diego. But there was one time when, because Choco sleeps in my bed. And one night I like woke up in the middle of the night, like just woke up straight from sleep. And immediately I was like, I don't know, like I had like my mom senses going off and I was like, where's Choco? Where's Choco? Like, what's happening? Like, something's wrong. And so I'm like feeling around in the bed for her and I'm not finding her. And then all of a sudden I feel my robe and it feels like thicker than usual. And I'm like, what the heck? And so Choco had sausaged her whole body into the arm of my robe and was just sleeping there like immobile, like cannot move anymore because it's the arm of a robe and her fat little body like was just stuck in there. And so then I was like, oh my God. So I had to like pry her out of the arm sleeve. And she was very upset because she was like happy in her little cocoon. But I'm like, sister, you can't move. So that was something interesting. There was also like me and my sister had this like ongoing joke about our dog Gina. So she was an outdoor dog, which is the only outdoor dog we've ever had. And our backyard at the time was like this park in essence. Like it was huge. And it was separated, like part of the yard was separated by like a gate that went into the pool area. And there was this section of the gate which in retrospect probably had like developed rust and ultimately fallen off. So there was kind of like a hole in the gate. But me and my sister had this like ongoing joke because Gina had created this path in the ivy where she would walk through that hole to get from like the backyard to the pool area. And so it was like this kind of like, you know, like pathway that she created. And so she probably created it because there was a hole there. But then we created the story that like she gnawed at the fence and like created a hole in like the wrought iron fence because she was just so like boss mode. And so that was just like an ongoing thing that like my sister and me always said about her. Not true, but loved her. And then with Princess, she had this weird fixation with my brother-in-law, like straight up had a crush on him. Like it was weird. So like one time he was in my sister's room and he was like changing or something. And so he's like changing and all of a sudden he feels like someone's watching him. So then he turns around and Princess is like standing outside the door, like looking in through a crack, just like staring at him while he's changing. He's just like, hi, Princess. And she's like, and then like runs away. And then there was a bunch of times where she would always just be like, you know, like looking at Brian, like, you know, just like trying to like see what he's doing. And then he would acknowledge her and then she'd like panic and run away. And then there was this one time that we had changed the wood going upstairs to like this brand new wood, like hardwood floor. And so my parents were trying to preserve it. So they were keeping Princess from walking up the stairs. Like we trained her to be like, okay, if you're going upstairs, we have to carry you upstairs so that her claws wouldn't scratch the wood, right? And so one time, Danielle was like, I don't know what she was doing, but she was downstairs doing something. And like, she saw Princess like trying to really quietly like go up the stairs. And Danielle's like, Princess, stop. So then Princess was like, so she came back down and she was just like sitting at the foot of the stairs. And Danielle's like, I'm going to take you up in a second, just wait. And so Danielle kept on doing what she was doing. And then all of a sudden she hears like, you know, like the tiniest little, like quiet little footsteps. And so she turns around and Princess is up like maybe like 3 steps and she's like, Princess! And then like Princess is like in mid step, like being really quiet about it. And she's like, and she like gets startled and she like tries to like come back down, but then misses her footing and totally just like tumbles down the stairs, like barrel rolls down the stairs. And after that, then she never tried to go upstairs.
Oh my goodness.
She like learned her lesson. But yeah, those are basically just like the funniest ones that I have for my pets. Okay, so let's talk about like pets we would have in the future. And this is going to be our last segment and round it out with pets you just can't ever imagine like having.
All right. So after my cat, I think I'm going to need a palate cleanse and I'd really like to have a dog again.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I love cats. Like, you've said to me before, which I think is, like, really true, that I'm a dog person who loves cats.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love them both, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have, like, a special soft spot for cats. I would want another cat, but I don't think I'd be ready to have another cat because
totally.
Nothing would be, like, you know, as perfect as the cat that I have.
Yeah, emotional.
So I really want a dog. I really want to feel the unconditional love of a dog.
What kind of dog do you want?
Like Benny.
Like Benny. Which is, like, so much fun, like, whenever we'd go Pokemon going and Benny would come with us.
Yeah, Benny's just chilling, sitting with you guys.
Exactly.
Like, oh, Benny, love me.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as a type of dog, I haven't really thought about it too much. Probably something that's not, like, super, super furry.
Okay.
And, like, shedding everywhere. Something like medium hair. Probably, like, medium-sized or a dog. I haven't... Like, I like the look of labs, actually.
I can see you getting a lab.
I think that'd be pretty cute.
That's cute. Eduardo, how about you? What kind of animals in the future?
I think I'll always be a dog person.
Yeah, totally.
Whenever, you know, God forbid, the day comes that Benny has to go to sleep forever.
Let's not think about it.
But anyways, like, I'm sure right away I probably wouldn't get a dog right away. It'd probably be a while until I did again, but I think throughout my life I'll probably always be a
just
dog
stick
person.
With dogs for
yeah.
sure.
But for some, when I was younger, like, I always had this thing of like saying that like someday I'll get a pet pig.
Okay.
Like, I think I mentioned
so
it to you before.
Crazy. I love that you said this because when we were making this outline, when we were doing the section about like animals we would never have, I was like trying to think of animals I wouldn't want, and Alex was just like, "Would you want a pig?"
Yeah,
and I'm
I was
like,
just
yeah,
listing
I'd
out
want
animals.
A pig.
I
like,
would want a pig.
Yeah, I'd want a pig.
Dude, yeah, and like I don't know why, but like I had this phase where I was thinking about this, you know,
yeah.
like what animals I would have, and for some reason I just decided that someday I want a pig. Someday I want. I don't think I would get one at this point, but like I was younger, I was saying that someday I would want a Komodo dragon, because like I just always I thought they looked really cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want one now, because but they look cool.
Yeah, totally.
And then also a duck. Like, I don't know why, but like it's just the idea of having like a duck walking around your house.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
just
funny.
Chilling.
It's funny.
Can ducks be like pretty mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also,
still.
You know, it's so funny that you both say like pigs are on your list of something that you'd probably want to have
yeah.
because like I'm someone who's like grown up with a pig.
Yeah.
And I have like such indifference to it. And also, you know, like there's the cute like phase of like smaller pigs, but
yeah,
then they grow into being a big
pig.
But
I mean, like I want,
but they
like,
grow,
keep it
you guys.
I
like,
understand that. Like I'm okay with that.
Yeah, like, it could be. It's fine.
Pigs are
chill.
Smart. I want a little piggy.
I want a pig. Someday.
You can't dissuade us.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you want to do, you guys.
Yeah,
so I was like, I don't understand it, but hey, man, do it.
All right. Well, I'm also in the boat where I am always going to be a dog person. I'll always have dogs. I will definitely, when the day comes that Choco goes to sleep, I won't be able to have a pet for a while. I know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging.
Yeah, for sure.
But another animal that I've actually always wanted, and Aaron is constantly saying, like, hey, should we get it? And I'm just like, brother, you have to stop asking me because one day I'm going to break down and just be like, let's just get it.
Is
a chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Yeah, they're just so cute. They're so funny and, like, how they have to take their little dust baths and, like, all that stuff.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I just love it.
Oh, that's... You showed me the dust bath video actually
yeah.
once before.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And also, fun fact, when you go to, like, a pet store, you aren't allowed to... Well, you shouldn't be allowed to hold chinchillas. Like, you won't be allowed to have it in your hands unless you plan on actually buying it. Because the oils that we excrete from our hands, the chinchilla recognizes and, like, learns that this is the person that I'm supposed to love.
Oh, so it imprints on you.
Yeah, it imprints on you. So you're not supposed to actually touch the chinchillas in pet stores unless you're going to buy it. Wow. Which makes me just like it more.
Interesting. Fun fact.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're loyal.
Yeah, they're loyal. So, which makes me like it a lot more.
Should we show Benny to your viewers?
Yeah, in a second. Hey. We'll end it with Benny. But, okay, let's just quickly say which animals we would never have, and then that's going to be it for this podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, I am not at all about any reptile or amphibian. Mm. Snakes freak me out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really a testament to, you know, how much I love my sister, because she has frogs that she had me babysit, I guess, for a couple days while her and my brother were on vacation. And it was like, she asked me, "Hey, can you take care of my frogs?" I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Gross, but okay.
Yeah.
I really just don't like slimy things as far as, like, frogs go, and especially because these are, like, super aquatic ones. Like, they lived in a tank, so I'm just like, gross. But anyway, and especially since I was terrorized by frogs when I was in Ecuador.
Good.
Oh, so there's that as well.
Fun.
I don't like birds. Like, okay. Which is interesting because my paternal grandfather always had birds.
Yeah.
Like, my entire life, my dad's entire life, basically, has always had birds.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I don't like the shifty look of them.
The shifty look.
I don't think that they have any kind of affection in them. So I'm just kind of like...
I disagree, but okay.
And also my twin brother, when we were in, like, first grade or something, he had a really good friend who had birds. And, like, I'd go over to this kid's house occasionally, like, when we pick up my brother from his house.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, these birds, man, they freak me out. Don't like them. And also, any kind of rodent? Well, like, in specifically, like, rats/mice.
Mm.
I'm not into that at all. Mm. I guess you could classify the hamsters as maybe a rodent.
Yeah.
But also, I think hamsters are of the devil, so I'm not going to have those
either. Yeah. So you're also, like, no hamsters.
Because experience.
Yeah, because they're mean little buggers.
Sure.
So
makes sense.
I think that those... Oh, and also, because we put it on your list a little bit later, but, like, bugs... No, especially, like, tarantulas.
Yeah.
Like, please just kill me.
Yeah, totally, 100%. I'm with you there.
So that's where I'm at in the no-go for pets. I don't want any of those things.
Makes sense. Yeah. Eduardo?
Like, I mean, in terms of the pets I would get, I already mentioned those, right? But, like, I don't think there's a lot of pets that I would be opposed to getting if, like, whoever I end up with someday really wants to get a frog. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, I hate frogs.
You know?
Like, I don't want to get... So, except for, like, snakes and bugs.
Right.
I would not want either one of those.
I feel like those 100%. Are
same choices. Yeah, like, no thank you.
It's funny you say that, because when I was doing my list, Alex was like, you would want a snake? And it's like, here's the thing. It's not that I would want any of these animals, but, like, if someone was like, hey, I'm getting rid of the snake, either it's going in the trash or will you take it? I'd be like, yeah, I'll take it, you know? Like, I'll take a snake. The issue that I have with them, like, I would actually want a snake. The issue that I have with it is the feeding process, because I would not want to have to feed it animals.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issue with it. But I specifically wouldn't want, like, rats or mice, just because, like,
yeah.
You know, like, just why? And I have a friend who actually recently got rats, like, two little rats. And she's, like, in love with them, and she actually posts, like, really cute pictures of them, but I'm still like, ugh, no thank you. Obviously, tarantulas and spiders of the like, it's a no-go for me. Like, I'm not trying to do spiders.
No.
That is, like, the one, like I said, I'll do snakes, I won't do spiders. And then the one oddball for me that I'm like, I really don't want this pet is a horse. And I dated a guy who owned, like, his family owned stables. And they, like, took care of horses, and, like, oftentimes he would, like, drive me on his golf cart, and we'd, like, go see the horses. And, like, it's fine. Like, I like seeing horses. I like being around them, I guess. But I wouldn't want one myself because of, like, the maintenance, how big of an animal they are. Like, it's just,
you know,
too much.
It's funny, and it only was really... Because I feel actually the same way. Like, it's just so much. And also my sister had a horse, so, like, there's that too.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even really see, like, a... horse as a pet, like, that's definitely a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, and I'm, like, not of that lifestyle.
Like, you're not, like, if you're getting a horse, like, you're subscribing to a lifestyle. It's not even
a horse. You're now a horse person.
Yeah, you're now a
horse. I'm not a horse girl, exactly. But, yeah. That's pretty much it. That's the conclusion of our pet podcast. But, yeah, thanks for tuning in this week, guys. We will be coming to you next week with a new topic, and not with Eduardo.
Nice.
See you guys later.
Bye.